You had Henry come in before they arrived. All right, sir. Are you expecting them to file or uncertain? Absolutely, I haven't heard from the Chinese. We gave them a little message yesterday.
shouldn't overbuild.
You haven't announced a match anyway. Then it's not on anybody. You just give the plan is to greet them in the garden.
Yeah.
Handshake, welcome.
If they come.
If they come. Right.
Is it an announcement?
Is there a big announcement or that?
Is there an announcement or what?
I don't know.
I think if we can it is conceivable to me that they will do one of two things. Either that they will not let him call on you, or that they call them back to China and not let them continue the tour. I was it's that Scali proposal to cancel the matches that put my mind on the ping pong case.
Well, the match,
I see.
military region one, they claim now 150. Well, I wouldn't go that high, but it, we know it's over 100.
You think it is?
We've got pictures of it. Yes, sir. They knocked them out. They know there. They knocked them out. The point blank was 105 millimeters. And
tell them a little bit about those tank teams, tank destruction teams we've got.
Sir, you know, as part of the Vietnamization program last fall, we gave the South Vietnamese the M48 tanks. President II, the heavier, bigger tanks. And President II was present at the commissioning of the tank squadron. And they started out with 40 of those tank operations. They still have 39 of them operational. As the gentleman reported today, they formed teams with the Marines, with the members of the 3rd Division, and with the RFPM. And they've had these combat teams going up and down the river with one tank operating with an infantry platoon about. And they've been very effective. They've been, done quite well, and as you said, sir, they've maintained that line, and now they're moving out. So, for instance, 3 days ago, there were 9 actions, and all 9 of them were initiated by the South Vietnamese.
Down in military region too, Mr. President, we hear about some outposts now and then that have a problem. They're RFP, I thought, they're not regular forces. We have 4 times as many of those outposts as we had even 18 months ago. You're going to have more contacts now, but we've increased the number of outposts that are being manned by the RF, the regional forces, and the popular forces.
You'll get into the question first, was do you think we're going to lose Anahuac, or are we going to lose Hue, or what do you think? Are we assured? Is the battle over? And I will play
just because of what you're doing up there. And Mr. Chairman, the massive invasion across the DMZ in violation of 54 Accords and the 68 Understanding is continuing at this very minute.
Good.
You know.
Good.
So that it makes it current.
They're still coming across. They're still doing it. Circumstances, the United States will react. Also, they say about the retention of American forces, a lot of them think that's a failure. But let's just, they say, well, why do you have to support South Vietnamese forces? Let me tell you, would you like to see 69,000 Americans trying to fight 500,000 North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese population? Right? Good God, if the South Vietnamese fail, our 69,000 Americans get their ass shot. For us than there has been some previous time.
Yeah, yeah.
that.
They must have made the road uninhabitable, haven't they?
Huh? In many places, yes.
There's one nice thing about the Newport News, though, Mr. President.
What do you
think? It is going to go out of inventory sooner or later as part of our modernization program.
Oh, I see.
We got all that alien ammunition.
We're going to unload it through the muzzle.
Unload it through the muzzle, and that's really cost effective.
Great. Talking and
withdraw across that DMZ.
Oh, absolutely.
You see, I'd like to take, and then if somebody wants to change that, let somebody else change it.
Right. They've got to withdraw those three divisions. They've got to withdraw the division.
And I would rather take that position and then let somebody else overrule.
They have to withdraw the forces that they moved across the DMZ. Totally.
Right. That's the way I'd like to say it.
And you take that and I act all the way.
Well, I you might want to get off that.
Hell no.
I don't want to get off.
No, that's a bargain position we're using.
Right thing, because they had a
Then the 7th Division could have come in behind them, between them and Sinai, and that wouldn't have been good at all. So what the 21st Division, they've been moving up the road, but maintaining their, protecting their flanks in the process. Because, Mr. President, they have, the North Vietnamese have, the three Cambodian divisions, the 5th, 7th, and 9th, plus the 271st Special Regiment, which came all the way from Hanoi in this total infiltration they just conducted.
It's just what? The artillery regiment?
No, it's an infantry regiment, plus an artillery regiment, plus the tank attack, and all in this general area.
Let me just say one thing. What is also on the line here, I said the American foreign policy, what is also on the line, as I'm sure you know, is the whole future, putting it in melodramatic terms, the armed services of this country.
Right.
The United States, with all of its power, since 2010, if we get run out of this place now, confidence in the armed services will like a snake's belly. So we can't let it happen. And that's why at this point, these fellows have got to be responsible on the line and shoot the workers. How long cases we had to go to a blockade, how long did it take to even post one?
Oh, sir, I think that's 48 hours or less.
Good. Okay. That said, I mean, every time ships and so forth.
Well, blockade, we wouldn't mind.
I thought you could supplement mine.
Yes, we could. But I think if you mind, you wouldn't have to block it. I mean, I don't think both would be necessary. I think we could do it either way.
The advantage of mining is you don't have to stop a ship. Yeah, that's a problem. Well, look, Henry, in terms of mining, if the blockade is not, the advantage of the blockade is that you can let through hospital and that kind of, you know, food and so forth. On the other hand, if your blockade is going to be total, you might as well mine.
Right.
Well, and if you mine, Mr. President, in order for the mining operation to be effective, you have to idle the reserve power.
You mean to take out the...
And that's the recommendation.
On shipping?
On the barges. They might anchor outside and try to take some barges.
Because they can lift it off through the minefield. And they can do that. And so I think you have to take those
shots. Well, these are things that you've all thought through.
We've gone through all of these plans.
But this would stop a big ship from going into the piers. Definitely.
But that's about all of it. They still would be able to get their supplies in.
But not at the same rate.
You're prepared to leave the blockade or mine.
Yes, sir. And very short notice.
We've got a lot of equipment out there now, Mr. President. We can do it.
Yeah, I understand that you have a Navy of your own.
I'm sorry to have any doubt, Mr. President.
I have not. I just wanted it in the right place at the right time. Well, okay.
You'd be interested to know that the little operation we conducted against the Dosan Peninsula Saturday afternoon result in the rescue of a young
I heard about
that. Officer that
you sent him a message.
I sent him a message.
I told Senator. I thought that was just great. I bet the guy was just happy as a clam. I think he was.
He was more than that.
Yeah.
Commander Moss.
And they picked him up and on a destroyer. And I bet you he was. I saw the message and everybody said the great show was in the beginning.
He was in the water 7 minutes.
And they never did stop firing. The story that was that picked him up never did stop firing when they picked him up.
But don't you think that's good though for the Navy now? God damn, give them in, give them some practice. Right?
Well, I won't say this, but it's really better than using Calibra. Now that we have this ecology, Calibra is our base where we do our practice firing.